From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of the city of Aleppo was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days, as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies press their deadly offensive to recapture the entire city. A spokesman for the Syrian American Medical Society said the M10 hospital was hit by at least two barrel bombs as physicians performed emergency medical procedures on a small cluster of patients. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo as government forces press their offensive Saturday on the edges of a key neighborhood in the city's north. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns, according to the New York Times, which said the substantial tax deduction could have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The nearly billion-dollar loss was large enough to eliminate more than $50 million a year in taxable income for 18 years, according to the Times. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents that took advantage of the tax provision. Responding to the report Sunday, Trump tweeted, "I know our complex tax laws better than anyone who has ever run for president, and am the only one who can fix them." Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential candidate, speculated Monday that Trump had not released his tax returns. VOA News. Colombians decide Sunday whether to accept a peace deal between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC. The referendum comes 6 days after a final peace agreement between the government and the National Guerrilla Movement was signed, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Public opinion polls indicate the peace deal is likely to be ratified. Hungarians cast ballots on Sunday in a referendum on whether to accept plans by the European Union to resettle asylum seekers among its member states. Prime Minister Viktor Orban wants to stop the influx of large numbers of Muslim migrants into Europe, arguing they threaten Hungary and Europe's Christian identity and culture. He spoke to reporters after voting.
"You cannot be confident, may I say, to use your phrase, because, you know, election is election. But I think the Hungarians are aware what is at the stake. And, you know, it's important because it's not about the will of the government, it's not about the intention of the parliament, it's the voice and the will of the people."
Under the EU scheme, Hungary would receive approximately 1,300 asylum seekers. No votes supporting the government position are expected to win, though there's uncertainty whether turnout will exceed the 50% plus one vote threshold of registered voters needed to be valid. The British Prime Minister says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017. Theresa May made the announcement Sunday in an interview with BBC Television.
"I've been saying that we wouldn't trigger it before the end of this year, so that we get some preparation in place. But yes, I mean, I will be saying in my speech today that we will trigger before the end of March next year."
Before Sunday's announcement, May had only said Britain would not trigger Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty before the end of the year. Article 50 is the treaty clause that would start a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit. In the run-up to Britain's referendum on whether to remain in the European Union, opponents of Brexit warned that leaving the bloc would lead to economic peril, but the country's economy appears to have performed strongly since the vote, undermining predictions of gloom and doom. The U.S. Supreme Court begins its new term Monday, and for the first time in 25 years, only 8 of its 9 seats are filled, its future to be decided by the presidential election. The court has been ideologically split between liberals and conservatives since the sudden death in February of conservative justice Antonin Scalia, leaving several important cases without hope of resolution until a new justice is appointed and confirmed by the Senate. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.